You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Sunday. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. It's a weird time in the world as we finish this awful year, apparently with a bang, because the current president of the United States is broadcasting on Twitter a call to arms, essentially, to overturn the election results by force, apparently. So that's exciting. And in this meantime, we are trying to distribute COVID vaccines around the world, which, please get the vaccine, okay? It's all we've got. So take it. I personally know, I live, as many of you know, in bumfuck Missouri. And several people that I know have said point blank they're not taking the vaccine. So we've got that problem. Stupid fucking people. Anyway, please take the vaccine, okay? A couple of side things before I get started. kind of exciting bit is I'm going to be doing some tinkering on the site to try to create subdirectories in the site. I'm not going to get too technical about it, but basically mini websites within the website, because I'm going to splinter certain new things, and create kind of a web of different mini sites within the site framework. So, for instance, if I can ever figure out what's going on with the personals ads that I'm trying to install on the website, that I probably will install on the subdirectory. So it'll have its own location on the site. You won't have to go directly to the main site for it, you know. So that's kind of nice. Part of the reason why I'm doing this restructuring, I do want to give Natural Hung Bull, who is now a writer on the site, I want to give him his own. I've given him a blog within the blog, but I want to create like a subdirectory specifically to highlight him. Also, it looks like Fags Worship Alphas is going to be getting into the porn business. By that, I mean I'm going to fuck everything on camera. Just kidding. There's an incredible alpha that I have featured on the site several times. He goes by the name, just call me Henry. And he is an incredible alpha male, big dick, very, very verbal. You know how I like verbal alphas, right? And he lost his site due to this recent, in his videos, due to this recent brouhaha with Pornhub and stuff, where they've just, you know, executed all this content right off their platform. He was not dealing in child pornography or anything like that, but his stuff got axed as well. So I got to talking to him, and I suggested that he's welcome to come to my site and feature his porn for the audience here. So I'm going to probably create a subdirectory. He will have his own access to that, and he will upload whatever he wants to upload, mainly hot porn videos. So you'll have fresh porn on your doorstep, thanks to fagsworshipalphas.com. So it's kind of exciting, actually, because I really love his videos. So to have him kind of in the umbrella there would be pretty awesome. And I think I might start thinking about doing that with some other people. So, I don't know. I'm not trying to be the next Harlem Hookups or anything like that. But I would just want to feature alphas, the work of alphas I respect, you know. So, yeah. Anyway, so that's work that I probably don't have any time for at all, but it's on the plate, so there you go. And I'm going to be interviewing tomorrow morning. I'm really excited about this. I consider him to be one of the true leading lights of hierarchical understanding. He goes by the name NYC_Alpha, New York City Alpha. Many, many people that have followed me from Tumblr know him from Tumblr because he was on Tumblr. And that was when he was living in New York. Now he's living a jet-setting lifestyle around the world. I think he's settled in Spain. And he's a FinDom alpha. He's involved in FinDom. But he has a depth of understanding about hierarchy that I think is unmatched. And so I'm really looking forward to talking to him tomorrow. So that'll probably be up Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that. So keep your eyes and ears out for that. He's refusing to do a video interview. So at this point, I'm going to try to talk him into maybe showing his feet or something. I don't know. Something. I'd like to put it on YouTube. So anyway, we'll see. But it should be fun. So just keep your eye out for that. I guess I want to touch briefly because I had this really bizarre conversation. I've had a couple of people write to me very angrily and say they're never coming to the site again because one person thought that I was defending Pornhub or something, which I don't know why. I don't even understand that accusation. I mean, Pornhub is trying to protect itself from child pornography, so I don't really understand the criticism. But and another person said that they, you know, would never come here again because they think that I'm misrepresenting children on the site. I don't deal in child pornography. Okay, what I'm doing is not child pornography. If a child asks me an opinion and I answer them, that's not child pornography. That's counseling. Okay, now I realize I'm not a licensed counselor, but all I know is that when I was that age, when I was a young person, I would have liked to have somebody that I trusted, you know, who could give me answers, you know. And I always wrestled with this when I was on Tumblr because, of course, Tumblr is a corporate website. So I would just shoo them away, which I always felt bad about because I want to answer questions and I want to be honest, you know. And from a hierarchical standpoint, there's a lot to learn from young faggots and young alphas about how it develops, you know. So, I mean, from an investigatory standpoint, I find it fascinating too. But I'm not writing these people come, these kids or whatever, or people, like in the case of that one faggot, Michael, that told me his story, you know, as a 60-year-old man about what happened to him as a child. You know, those stories aren't meant to be titillating. They're an explanation of what happens between men, you know, in their early years. But people get up in arms and they throw fits, and this is not the first time I've dealt with this, and it probably won't be the last time I deal with it. I just shrug my shoulders. I know what I'm doing, okay? And on this topic and on this website, I have a kind of a clarity of vision that, you know, on this over, you know, that I've developed over the course of my life, that I'm not easily swayed, you know. So if I lose a couple of readers, yeah, it's going to happen, you know. You can't keep everybody and you can't make everybody happy. But I'm not going to change what I'm doing to try to cater to everybody. This has always been, and it always will be, a very radical website, I guess, you know. It has a very singular viewpoint and a narrow focus, and it's not going to appeal to everybody. But to the people who get it, they recognize the truth when they read it. So that's my stance on that. Okay. So what I wanted to talk about, I guess, briefly, is the transformation that happens when someone surrenders to hierarchy. I was talking to Michael, who is the faggot that's serving or owned by Master Matt today, in fact, and he mentioned that he felt like he was changing into a woman, or that he was changing away from being a man. And he was scared in a way, and he asked me if this was normal. And I said, yes, it is normal. Any faggot who truly devotes themselves to a man, it becomes owned by a man, gets cunted by a man, is bred by a man, is caged by a man, there's no more the illusion, I guess, that, you know, that you are born with, that you are male, and this is how males are, and this is what you're expected to do. There's a transformation that happens because of what you're going through when you really do it right, okay? When you're actually serious about your purpose, there's a transformation. You know, and I'm not just talking physically. Obviously, if you're a caged faggot, your dicklet gets smaller, right? And you know, a lot of things result from that, that are changes. Your desires change. The way you receive pleasure changes, or how you want to receive pleasure changes. and so that transformation can be scary, you know. But faggots aren't the only ones that go through transformation. I met a new alpha the other day. He's 18 years old, and he has a pretty controversial circumstance that he asked me about to start the conversation. Then we went on to talk about other things. And at one point, he asked me about my favorite alpha that I've ever had. And I told him about an alpha that that I served for, you know, a couple of years. And he was straight, and he had a girlfriend that he was getting serious with while, you know, I was still serving him. I was not a live-in. I was on my own, but he had a key to my place and whatever. So one night he came back from a date with his girlfriend, and he was frustrated and angry or whatever, and he took me very roughly that night and fucked me silly. And I had to leave to go to work the next morning very early, so I left him there to sleep. And when I came home from work, there were a dozen red roses and a note that said, "I'm sorry if I hurt you, faggot," you know. And I was very touched by that. And it was very out of the norm for him. But it was that transformation that happens when you, for an alpha, when they own a faggot that pleases them and serves them well. You know, they begin to do things that maybe don't come naturally to them. Anyway, I told that story about what happened to me to this young alpha. His name is Toby. And the young alpha said, "Is that acceptable for an alpha to do?" And I said, "Of course it is." See, this is the thing. Like, what he expressed there, is it acceptable to be kind to your faggot? You know, the reason why he asked that is because we're so accustomed, due to fetishes, and, you know, the fetishization, I can't say the word, whatever, you know what I'm saying. Don't make me say it again. Fetishization, I think that's it, of the alpha fag dynamic, that we don't factor in the possibility of kindness or love or anything on the part of an alpha. And it's a shame. But that's because people discount that transformation that happens within the hierarchy when people are really applying it correctly. And so both faggots and alphas experience a transformation through this dynamic that's in some cases very pronounced, you know. And I've seen that with Master Kyle, who is 17, 18, I don't know if he's 18 yet or not, but he's young. And, you know, started using and owning faggots, he was just like any other, you know, straight alpha male. But through the use of faggots and the ownership of faggots, he's deepened his comprehension of what he can be. Probably the most pronounced example of that with alphas is Master Matt, okay? He's just now learning about being an owner of a faggot, and he's gone through incredible changes, you know. And it's funny because Master Matt just started dating a girl again, and it's a girl he met at a coffee shop, and he's been fucking her, obviously. But he said something to me, was it yesterday or today? He said, "I almost prefer to fuck my faggot than this girl." Now, he's a straight alpha. He's always going to be straight, okay? He's always going to want to have pussy. But, and I'm sure that if you'd asked Master Matt a year ago, he would have said, "There's no way that I would ever say that." But that's the transformation that happens, you know, when a man accepts his place and accepts the worship of a faggot, and he owns that faggot, body and soul, there's a transformation that happens within him, you know. Faggots are transformed by their submission and the realization of the changes within them, you know. And so they're able to serve better. And then alphas also, by dominating and owning a faggot in that way, it fulfills something and changes something within him too. He becomes more of this thing that he was. And I think faggots become more of what they're supposed to be too. So I guess what I want to say is, you know, if anybody out there is serving as a faggot or is an owner of a faggot, recognize and embrace that transformation. It's healthy, it's normal, if you're doing it right, that transformation should sort of be a relief in a way, because you can finally let go of any of the pretenses, you know, that come from, you know, the initial start on the journey, and you can be your authentic self, you know. So don't be afraid of transformation, okay? It's important, and it's natural, and it's good, it's healthy. So anyway, so that's all I've really got today. Get your vaccine, okay? If you want to contact me about anything, fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com is my email address. Kick, it's normal, submissive. And I'm on Twitter, of course, official_FWA. And this podcast Twitter account is HierarchyPcast. I hope you have a good week. I will be getting that interview with Master New York City Alpha up probably Tuesday or Wednesday. And that's all I got. All right. I'll talk to you later. Love you.